Next patient is Michael Brown, M-I-C-H-A-E-L Brown. Date of birth is 8/13/49. Date of visit 9/14/22. Please make a copy for Margaret Thor Hall. Let's see. Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. Thor Hall is T-H-O-R-H-A-L-L. Next, paragraph. Chief complaint is history of pulmonary embolism and obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 73-year-old male who had a history for pulmonary embolism following a colonoscopy more than 5 years ago. Also had been evaluated for sleep apnea and has been on a CPAP at 11 centimeter H2O pressure. At night with heated humidification period. The patient has been somewhat overweight and has shortness of breath with exertion and also has a history of atrial fibrillation for which he had undergone atrial ablation. He denied any chest pains and he denied legs falling or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypolipidemia, coronary artery disease, and history of sleep apnea and a pulmonary embolus. He had PTSD. Surgery includes prostate cancer with biopsy and radiation therapy. Also had a cholecystectomy and appendectomy in the past. Next, habits of patient, never smoke. No alcohol use. He worked as a deputy sheriff. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother died of colon cancer. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient has no fatigue or fever, no cataracts, glaucoma. He has had weight gain and he has double vision. He had vertigo. And he has shortness of breath and coughing spells. Also has hay fever and urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. No abdominal pains. He has diarrhea and denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations. No depression or anxiety. He has some muscle stiffness denies headaches, seizures, but had memory loss. And no loss of hair. Next paragraph, med list included included escitalopram 10 milligrams a day, Xarelto 20 milligrams daily, Cresto 20 milligrams daily, Tadalafil 20 milligrams as needed. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no cyanosis, ictus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 118 over 70, pulse is 62, respiration 16. Temperature 97.2. Weight is 212, saturation 95. Oh, can you please add in the past history, the patient also had a permanent pacemaker placed for bradycardia. Okay, continuing the physical exam. Itchy and abnormophallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the periphery. No wheezes or crackles. Heart, the anthems are regular as on an ester, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex, the 1 plus, the no gross, motor deficits, cranial lens, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is dyspnea. And history of pulmonary embolism. Number 3 is atrial fibrillation. And number 4 is exogenous obesity. And number 5 is history of coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Also, get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He was placed on a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. And advised to continue with CPAP mask nightly at 11 centimeter pressure. Weight loss was discussed. A follow-up visit be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for primary physician, please. Dr. Souza.